Chicken?
I want to do a video right now and explain and be really honest and vulnerable how I overspent by $351,000 in change on overpaying my taxes. I'm going to tell you that story, and I'm also going to, I just realized I was building a bounce house for my rubber chicken, and I think I might have smothered him. He may be under there. I'll have to look after the video. I want to talk about how I overspent and help you with your taxes, because this is not a joke. People do it all of the time. And yes, I legitimately lost $351,000 over that. And I just found out from my CPA why I did it. I'm going to explain it to you. And then I'm going to talk about a know-it-all. And I'm going to throw in a I know-it-all sale on the personal 101 tax planning course, because this is an epic story. Still can't stop thinking about the chicken. All right. So first, I need to read you an email that I received of someone we just gave a return to. They asked for a refund. And the person, this sort of blew me away. Let me just read it. Gladly gave them a refund. Like I say, I've got a refund policy. You watch less than 50% of the course in 14 days, I give you a refund, right? But this is an interesting one, because this is coming from an amazing student, a student that's taken so many of our courses. And oh, shoot, here, I'll prove it before I read you this. Look, I got, Dylan sent me a screenshot of the person, and I'm just going to hide this real quick. And you could see from all those solid yellows right there, those are all the courses that they're taking. They're finished 100% on a handful of them. They're crushing it. So I think this is amazing, but with entrepreneurs and people that want to get wealthy, you have to understand the wealthy are wealthy because they understand the importance of a nugget, one tiny little nugget. All they need is one nugget. They're not a get rich quick person or personality. They're just, give me a nugget. I'm going to take that. I'm going to exploit it. I'm going to save money or make money from that nugget. I'm going to repeat it and repeat it. And then I'm going to look for a little bit bigger nugget, not because it's more information, but it's going to be able to get me to roll over that money in bigger and bigger ways. All right. That's what I teach. I'm a little harsh on my students because I'm just straightforward. I expect results out of every one of my students, right? When they take a course, first off, when you buy it, take the course and then put it to action. So look at this email, and then I'm going to explain how I lost over $351,000, and it's because of taxes. And just, I mean, the IRS doesn't mind, and I can't ever get it back. Just, you know, I cannot refile this, and I'll explain that in a second. So this person said, I bought the Personal Tax Planning 101 course and realized it's not for me. Now, real quick, it's in pre-filming, and so the only titles that are visible on the course are the ones that I've actually hit published. I've already got the table of contents. There's like, I don't know what, 24 titles. This person has only been able to see, six titles and watch three videos. All right. I bought this personal tax planning course. It's not for me. I think I might go with crypto tax course instead. I've been an entrepreneur, this is very important, since 2005 and already know a lot of this stuff that's going on the 101 course. Now, let me explain how important that phrase is and how it could be detrimental. And I think this person's going to get it and see exactly what I'm talking about. First off, if you've been an entrepreneur for over 10 years, you should not even sneeze at $200. If you do, there's issues. But here's the thing. You don't know what you don't know until you know it. Type one if you understand that phrase. Type two if you're like, that doesn't make sense to me. Think about this. Every day I learn something new. It absolutely blows my mind. I just learned that I lost $351,000 to the IRS that I can never get back. And I'm gonna explain that to you. But if you've been an entrepreneur, you know you're looking for small nuggets. And like this person bought the pre-tax, pre-filming course. And just last night, I published five more lessons. And I've got it separated. Personal, being W-2 employees, people that are working for employers. I show you how to, me and my tax planner, Zeeshan, shows you how to optimize your personal W-2 tax return to save all this money, right? And then on the other side of the course, there's if you own your own side hustle or business. That hasn't been published yet. That's where this guy's going to miss out. That's okay. The point being is that all you're looking for is one nugget. Now, I'm pretty sure everyone that takes this course is going to find five nuggets minimum in this. Maybe things that they know of, like this person saying, yeah, I know all this stuff. But are you implementing it? Now, think about this. There are so many times, and it's probably happened in your life, where you hear something, oh, you know, yeah, I got to do that. I got to set up a Roth or an IRA. I got to, you know, write off my contributions to myself. Oh yeah, I should do a backdoor IRA. I should do a Roth conversion, all these things. Yeah, I should do all this stuff. But do you do it? And think about it year after year, when you don't do it, you're just giving the government more money, right? And you need a triggering event. And that's what I hope my courses end up being, is a triggering event for most people. They go, I've heard this, and I've gotten emails about this. I've heard all tax liens and deeds, and I for years, and there are people selling them for thousands of bucks. You made a course out of it. You charged totally nothing. I didn't think it would be worth it because you didn't charge enough. Everyone else is charging $5,000. You're charging like less than $500. I finally bought it. Oh my gosh, it's changed my life. That was all they needed, right? That triggering event to find that nugget and go crush it. All right, I'm going to talk to you now. And again, I'm going to have the I Know It All sale. I already refunded this gentleman's money gladly. It's totally my pleasure. But it's the Know It All sale because you're missing out. He told me he knew everything and he hasn't seen, I'm not finished publishing the course. There's no titles on the videos. Mind blowing. All right, cool. This is I Lost $351,000. A lot of CPAs don't know what they're doing because they use software, a back-end software that a third party has built for them so that they could crank out as many tax returns as possible as fast enough and they can just move on to the next client. Similar to a restaurant that does this turn and burn or churn thing where they go, you know, I worked at one of the top five steakhouses in the country when I was going to fire school, Fire Academy, and we had a 45-minute limit. We had to get that table in and out in 45 minutes because we were moving on volume. Well, CPAs do, a lot of them do it too. Not all of them. You know, there's some CPAs that follow me that are just unbelievable. And but they use this back-end software, and there's a certain point where they know they're not going to make enough money trying to show you how to save a little bit more, doing a couple more things because they don't know it, or it's just too much work. They can just get the next client in and do another tax return. So one thing that a lot of CPAs talk about is, you know, the reasonable compensation amount for someone that owns a company. And a lot of CPAs will just Google really quick, do a Google search. Hey, what does the average person in this industry make? And you're like, you're a carpenter or a contractor. And they go, oh, it's normal salary for a contractor or a carpenter is like, you know, $65,000 to $105,000. So, you know what, let's cut it right in the middle. Let's have you guys take a $75,000 payroll. Well, here's the problem, because a lot of people like to run really lean on their payroll and lie about that part from the government, and they're actually screwing themselves. Now, I'm not a tax professional. I'm a tax enthusiast. I've read a ton of books on taxes, and I've been an entrepreneur since the late 90s, and I have read approximately 15 books on taxes, all right? Gone through different like tax courses and stuff like that over the years. So a lot of people like to run lean because they know that the payroll portion of, let's say, an S corporation or an S filing on an LLC or a C corp is taxed at ordinary income rates. And you know, it's like payroll. You're paying yourself a W-2 and you want to go as lean as possible because you're paying those payroll taxes. But here's the thing. When you hit a certain point, you max out per year how much you pay into Social Security. Once you hit that max, you're thinking, well, wait a minute. If I go higher, I could... And this is where it hit me. I didn't get all of my QBI, qualified business income. Pretty sure that's what it stands for. QBI deduction. I didn't get all of it, which is a huge percentage off of my net profits at the end of the year. Well, because this is a payroll issue and I didn't write myself an even higher check. And just, you know, I wrote myself payroll that equals approximately 15, I believe, percent of my income that those last few years. So I am well in the upper echelon of writing myself a payroll, right? The IRS is going to look at it and go, yeah, you did good, right? Because there's no real clear-cut defined definition that I've found for IRS guidelines under what reasonable compensation is. They love that, to keep that open. But I did really well. I was honorable and honest. But I could have paid myself more and in turn gotten more of the QBI. Now, my CPA never told me, and I read through my stuff, but I never caught my QBI was not at the full amount that it could have been. And to be honest with you, looking back, I don't even think my CPA could have told me why it wasn't either at that time. And this is one of those things where you've got to sit back and go, yeah, I know a lot of stuff as a business owner, or maybe I know a lot of stuff as I work for a company, but I'm trying to optimize my tax, because for the whole penny saved is a penny earned. Well, think about thousands of dollars saved in taxes is thousands of dollars saved, earned in your pocket, right? So you got a pretty good grasp on it. But are you putting all of this to work? Or do you have a plan? Most people don't even understand the difference between a tax planner and a tax preparer, or a CPA, enrolled agent, something like that. Big, massive difference. It's important, but not a lot of people get to the point where they pay a tax planner because they cost a lot of money. And they're supposed to work together. Like they talk to each other. Tax planner's like, hey, I got an idea. And the CPA's like, okay, what is it? Well, this is the idea. Oh, dang, that sounds good. Okay, let's put it together. Like a symbiotic relationship that just makes you money, saves you a ton of money. And then it takes you to that next echelon, your business or your life as an employee, because you got more money. And then you can go buy all the fancy stuff that your friends are buying on credit, but you're like, cash, ninja saved me money because he opened up my mind. Guys, is any of this making sense? Type 10 if you're going, this makes sense. I like this. And to be honest with you, the reason why I'm so excited about it is because I can never get that money back because it's a payroll issue. I can't go write myself a new payroll check for 2024 or 2023 because it's 2025. But I caught it. My guy caught it for me. So I'm going to be doing it and crushing it because I still got till the end of the year to write my last payroll for quarter four. And I do it monthly. And I send money to the IRS every month. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't get, my mind stays so free and open to go make more businesses and make more money because I don't got to stress about this crap. And so what's interesting to me is that when people start to get it, right? And there are people that whine about taxes. Like there's one guy says taxes are gay. You know what's really cool? Rich people don't say that. Poor people say that. Taxes are illegal. Taxes are theft. Yeah, copy. I know that. I get it, man. That's great. But you know what's funny? Every time I write a check and I go, or I get a dollar and I'm like, oh, 37 cents of that's got to go to the IRS. You know all I care about? The over 60 cents I get to keep. I'm like, oh, let me just 10X that this year. I'm a 10X it next year. Every time I pay tax, it means I made stupid amounts of money. But the people that focus on, your taxes are lame. Yeah, copy. Just live in that world. So let me ask you this. By a show of hands, type yes or no. I would rather, type yes if you agree with this. I would rather be making stupid amounts of money and paying tax on it and the least amount of tax possible. Don't get me wrong. Than whining and crying about taxes and staying where I'm at. I would be typing yes. That's where I want to be. I want to make stupid amounts of money, save as much as I can legally on taxes, and there's ways of doing it that'll blow your mind. I'm not going to sit there and be a whiner. 2026 is my year. I'm going to freaking crush it in 2026. And I'm talking about me. But hopefully it's you saying it right now. So if you're saying it right now that you're going to crush 2026, then type crush it down below. If you want to learn about tax planning, if you want to learn, if you are a W-2 employee, and then the way I created this course is to really get a lot of you thinking, maybe I should start a little side hustle, but it doesn't matter. The course is still going to save me stupid amounts of money in taxes because I'm going to gain all this knowledge in my W-2 world, but maybe I want to start a business and then do all this stuff. That's how the course is created. But it's not finished yet. So when you look at it, and there's only like 12 titles, get ready. There's another 12 more coming. Don't be like that guy, the know-it-all, that has been an entrepreneur since 2005 and is freaking out over $199. I'm going to be honest with you. Look yourself in the mirror and go, maybe I need to be a better entrepreneur and sneeze 200. I want to go and be the guy that goes and gets dinner and has a waitress that is sort of bummed out and having a rough day. And I'm like, I'm gonna give her a $200 tip because I sneezed $200 because I learned all this stuff. And I'm saving all this money. Be that person. Don't be their guy. The know-it-all sale is down below for the Tax Planning 101 course. The Economic Ninja is out.